I'm Gary Colley, evangelist of the Churches of Christ. We realize that it is not in man, according to Jeremiah 10:32, for him to direct his own steps. We are dependent upon God and His divine Word, and to that we must turn for the answers to all of life's problems, knowing that all things that pertain to life and godliness are revealed therein through His mighty, powerful gospel. We're happy then for this opportunity to study with you, and we're hopeful you have your Bible handy. Our questioner this week says, I noticed recently a letter to the editor in our local newspaper entitled Creation Science, Fallacious Reasoning, and it says, please comment. It's strange to me that anyone would take what they do in evolutionary circles and claim that it is reasonable and reasoning that is correct, and yet that the Word of God, that which proclaims that God created the heavens and the earth and man and all that is therein, is simply a fallacious reasoning. I pointed out to you yesterday that one of the newest of their theories on evolution comes from a Mr. Chang, a Sherwood Chang, who thinks that perhaps there was enough gases in the rock some way when it hit a meteor or a meteor hit it for it to form a man. My friends, that just shows you partially some of the peculiar and difficult type theories that have been brought forth by these type people. The latest theory contrasts sharply with that of a few years ago when they suggested that life started in space and then came to Earth. One astrophysicist, John Gribben, said our ancestors fell to Earth from space after evolving in warm, wet nucleus of a comet. Single-cell bacteria developed not in Earth's oceans, but in these cometary pools, feeding off the rich mixture of organic molecules present in interstellar clouds blowing across the galaxy, propelled by pressure of starlight on their tiny cells and ultimately landing on our young planet. Well, my friends, if you can even make out what these men are saying, you do better than most, and it does not at all correspond with reasonable thought. Yet other theories of evolution proposed have been the Big Bang theory. It's kind of subsided, I suppose, now. The ocean bottom hot springs theory, the theory that common clay served as the chemical factory to produce life. It becomes increasingly clear that evolutionists cannot agree, even among themselves, upon a common theory. And even when all the publicity of the theories of evolution have had their day and they have been seen, the Gallup poll in 1982 showed that only 9% of Americans are atheistic evolutionists. Well, it would seem that some think everybody is. But my friends, it's a very small minority of people that do not believe in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. I would remind you that the New Testament also speaks about the wrath of God. Romans 1:18 beginning is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold truth or the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. We do not want to fall into that category, my friends, and certainly I'm sure that you do not either. Been good to be with you today. We appreciate your listening to the program.